He wanted to go on a long journey. So he closed his eyes and started counting his breaths until he could see the snow-clad onion roofs of Moscow, the glistening fields of Fayoum, Egypt, the stifling downtown city congestion of Hong Kong. And he was happy swatting flies from his food and stepping on passion flower thorns on the island of Maui. He was happy setting off by train across Central Asia, sitting next to a shepherd in a coat reeking of lanolin. He was happy listening under the stairs to the Beethoven concert in Baden-Baden on period instruments. And then he got up, and instead of shooting himself with a little pearl-handled pistol in his belt for the third night in a row, he opened this nearest window and a star chariot leaned close and opened its side door to let him enter. And following the map of Albertus Magnus, he lit up the corners of his beloved's love letters with a vast blue flame that spelled out what his vocabulary couldn't express. She awoke to a table set with small triangular toasts on bone china plates and a little pot of honey so transparent and golden it transformed the spoon that ladled it into sheer ruby and her lips into plump blueberries closing slowly over a sky road of doves flight over fields of burnished silver.